From Washington, this is VOA News. As Iraq crisis continues, U.S. aircraft carrier is headed to the Gulf. Ukraine aircraft is shot down by pro-Russian militants. And the latest from the World Cup. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. A U.S. official is reporting the United States has ordered an aircraft carrier into the Gulf in response to the crisis in Iraq. The Pentagon spokesman, Rear Admiral John Kirby, says Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel gave the order that the USS George H.W. Bush move from the North Arabian Sea to the Gulf on Saturday. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is vowing once again to defeat Sunni militants who have captured large chunks of territory north and west of the capital, Baghdad, and he will send Iraq's young men to do the fighting. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Fighting continued in scattered regions north of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, Saturday, with conflicting reports over which side had the upper hand. Iraqi state TV showed Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki addressing local dignitaries in the town of Samarra, insisting the Iraqi military would defeat Sunni fighters. He says that Iraqi forces have complete determination and seriousness. A middle-aged resident of the Shiite shrine city of Karbala explained that hundreds of young men are volunteering to defend their country and their holy places. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
In eastern Ukraine, 49 military personnel were killed when pro-Russian separatists reportedly shot down a military transport plane. Defense Ministry spokesman Bohdan Senyuk said preliminary reports show terrorists used anti-aircraft guns and a heavy machine gun to shoot down the Ukrainian Air Force plane. He said the plane was delivering army personnel and equipment. Ukraine's new president, Petro Poroshenko, released a statement vowing to punish those responsible. He said the perpetrators would meet with what he called an adequate response. Friday, the U.S. State Department confirmed that Russia has sent tanks and other heavy weapons to separatists in Ukraine. State Department spokeswoman Marie Harf said a convoy of three tanks, several rocket launchers, and other military vehicles crossed the border in the last few days, and she called the move unacceptable.
Ukrainian and Russian negotiators will be meeting again this weekend in Kyiv to discuss the peace plan's implementation. We call on Russia to use this opportunity to demonstrate its commitment to peace, to stop weapons and fighters from crossing into Ukraine, and to cooperate with Ukraine in the peace plan's implementation. A failure by Russia to de-escalate the situation will lead to additional costs.
We'll have more on these stories at voanews.com. At the World Cup, Colombia has overwhelmed Greece 3-0 to start the day in competition. Greece created a number of scoring opportunities, but was not able to capitalize. Teams from groups C and D continue to play in later games during the day today. Police in the Tanzanian capital of Zanzibar are hunting for suspects after the bombing of a mosque that killed one person and injured several more. Security officials said a homemade bomb went off at a mosque on Friday in Zanzibar's Stone Town area. The French news agency identified the victim as a Muslim preacher, Sheikh Mohammed Abdallah Kombalagua. No one has claimed responsibility for the blast. Amid ongoing violence, Afghans voted Saturday on whether former World Bank official Ashraf Ghani or former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah will be the next president of their war-ravaged nation. VOA's Sharon Bain reports from Kabul.
Saturday was the second time in just over 2 months that millions of Afghans defied constant Taliban threats and headed to the polls to vote for a new president. None of the presidential candidates in the first round of voting on April 5th won more than 50% of the ballots, forcing Saturday's runoff election between the two top candidates, Ashraf Ghani and Abdullah Abdullah. Afghanistan's interior minister said 46 civilians and security force personnel and 60 insurgents were killed around the country. But the violence was not enough to derail the process. The final result of Saturday's election is expected July 22. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Kabul.
A controversial plan by an Israeli political leader to annex parts of the occupied West Bank has triggered an angry debate in Israel. This comes in the wake of reconciliation between Palestinian political factions, which led to the breakdown of the latest round of peace talks. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.